Hey, how's everybody doing? Rob and Sean hunting out loud. It's been a while. I've had all kind of stuff going on, and it's just that time of year. But boy, in basketball and all that good stuff. So, anywho, I know a lot of y'all's been shed hunting, and it's time to get rolling again. And if you follow the Hunting Out Loud page on Facebook, you see where I put up a couple episodes of the Big Buck Puzzle, and what that is everything I do this season, working up to my hunts in Kentucky and Ohio. You know, every time I go out, you know, I'm just going to have my phone footage, and I'm just going to record the little things I do to prepare and get ready for the upcoming Kentucky deer season and Ohio season. And you know, some of y'all might be able to take something from that. You know, I have 30-something years experience, and so might help some of you new hunters, some of you younger hunters, or even some of you older hunters. Might give you a different perspective of what's going on, and just seeing the way I do things. But you know, today, anymore, there's just so much information out there. And it's good, a lot of good information. But I couldn't imagine coming up as a deer hunter now. I mean, we all share the passion for it, and everybody wants to help someone. We all want to, you know, deer hunting, you know, it's totally different than duck hunting. You know, duck hunters, they're not going to tell you nothing. And all of us deer hunters, we want to tell you every little stinking thing we're doing, you know. We want everybody to shoot the same bow, shoot the same arrows, hunt the same exact way. It's just the way it seems, you know. You know, if you don't hunt my way, then you're doing it the wrong way. But there's 100 different ways of doing things, and you can be successful killing a big buck several different ways. Like I said, I've killed my first deer probably, geez, I don't know how long ago, 30 years ago. And I still learn something new every time I go in the woods. And, you know, I don't care if it's a 20-year-old kid, if he's successful and he's talking, I'm going to listen. Just I might pick up something new. So, you know, you just always want to better yourself. But sometimes just too much information for a new hunter, I think, can be confusing from what I've seen, you know, just experience seeing people and believing this and believing that. And you just really got to get out there, and you just got to experience for yourself and learn from your mistakes, be honest with you. And that's just all it is to it. But here in Kentucky, I'm going to give you 5 steps. I'm telling you right now, if you follow these 5 steps, just do a little bit of work now. Really should have been working in February, but March, you know, rest of April, before it starts getting too green, even May, you can apply this, and it'll help you kill a big buck early season in Kentucky. I'm talking about the first 16 days, you know. Of course, you can kill one later, but that's the sweet time, and we're talking about me. This is what I do. I know there's going to be somebody listening and say, oh, you know, you don't do this and that. Well, you know, it's proven. I do it year in and year out. So I want to share you 5 steps. Guarantee you, if you'll follow these 5 steps, you're going to improve your chances this September in Kentucky. Maybe kill you a big velvet buck. And just starting out right now, things that you could be doing right now. Don't be lazy. Get your minerals out. It's not a big sales pitch. If you watch the Hunting Out Loud, keep up with the Hunting Out Loud page, you see my first 2 episodes right there, what I've been doing in Kentucky. Bo DeLong, he went with me with this Cannons Creek minerals. And, you know, Bo explained something really well. Not all minerals are made to help the deer. I mean, deer will come to several different type of minerals, but they're not all made to help the deer out, you know, health-wise and antler-wise. So, you know, whether no matter what you use mineral-wise, you know, pay attention, check it out. Just make sure you're feeding them deer, giving them the proper nutrients, you know. There's a lot going on there. You can watch that episode, too, there on the Facebook page and hear what Bo has to say. So get those minerals out and stick with step one here, getting your minerals out right now. And like I said, you can do it next month, even May. But, you know, you're cutting it short. You want to get them established as soon as possible, because that way all the bucks in the area that you're putting these minerals, they'll find it. And just a second, we'll get to why that's so important. See, the biggest thing of killing a big buck is just finding his address. You know, if you're fishing, you're fishing out in the Ohio River, I mean, that's a lot of water. If you're not fishing where the fish are, you're not going to get a bite. And it's the same thing, you know. You can be the best buck hunter, best deer hunter in the world, best shot, but if you're not hunting an area where there's a big buck or a buck that suits you, no matter what size it might be, you're just not going to kill it. I want to kill a 180-inch buck, 200-inch buck, but you know what? If I can't get on or if I'm not hunting areas where there's a 180 or 200-inch buck, I'm not going to kill it. You put me in a spot where there's 200-inch buck, or if you're in a spot where there's a 200-inch buck, you have a chance to kill it. But you have to find the deer. You have to locate it. You got to get their address. So very important. Right now, you get your minerals out. So here's what I do. We're going to talk about Kentucky. We're going to talk about early season Kentucky, September, baby. Velvet bucks. They're in their summer patterns. Okay, right now, already this month and last month, I've put out minerals on 8 different pieces of property. 8. Now, I only have one buck tag, right? I only have one. So, I'm looking for one big buck off those 8 pieces of property. Now, if I only had one piece of property to hunt, then I'd have minerals on it. Of course, my chances are limited. You know, I'm kind to, you know, you're handcuffed to whatever that one piece of property is going to provide that year. So, if you can get out and knock on doors right now, you know, ask people that you can coyote hunt, and a lot of times that'll turn into a place to deer hunt, because about anybody will let you coyote hunt. The farmer gets to trust in you, or the landowner gets to trust in you, then they might let you bow hunt, you know. So for me, I have 8 different pieces of property. All right, at step 1, I have my minerals out on them. Now let's move on to something else, and that's what I'm doing right now. That's what you need to be doing. March, I mean, if you can get them out in April, May, but at least get them out by May, I would think. You know, you want to at least get them out so they get established, all the bucks are coming to them. And keep listening to this, and you understand why here in a minute. Another thing I'm doing right now is picking up new land. You know, I know my old honey holes. I know all my spots that's provided for me, but they may not have a hit list buck, something I want to shoot. So the more land I can pick up, the better off I am. When I find that new land or land that I didn't hunt this past season in 2018, right now I want to get out before everything's green, all the leaves are coming up, all the weeds, all the chiggers and ticks. And I want to look at the sign from this past season, from this 2018 season. I want to see what these bucks were doing. Now, you're talking about rut activity. Of course, that's not going to help me early in September, but I just kind of want to get a look and see how they was running the land. And a lot of them rubs will still yet lead you back into their bedding area. That's how I found that big bed in episode 2 on the HOL page. It's just something good to pick up. And of course, you're shed hunting this time of year. Anytime you're out, you're looking for sheds this time of year. So that's another good thing you can be doing. You can do it all at once, you know. So that's step 1. Get out there, get your minerals out. And here's another little tip. When you put your minerals out, you know, put them somewhere the deer will find them. You know, get back there, find you a heavy trail. It doesn't matter if you're putting in a spot where he's going to be coming in at night. All you want to do is locate that buck, find that his address, okay? So make it at a spot where no one's going to see it from a four-wheeler trail or a road or something like that, where it's going to be hidden from a human, but a place you can get in and out of without stinking the woods up and checking your cameras, okay? Just keep that in mind. So that's pretty much step 1, things you could be doing right now. Now, after you get all that done, now you can kind of cruise. Sit back, end of June, July, I'll go back to those minerals, and now I'm going to put my cameras up. Well, I have those 8 pieces of property I'll be hunting. I'm going to have cameras on all those mineral licks. And now I'm going to start putting the pieces of the puzzle together, the big buck puzzle. I'm going to create my hit list. Some people don't like a hit list. Well, you know, I don't care if you're hunting big bucks, if you're a meat hunter, It doesn't matter who you are. Everyone likes to kill a big buck. So why not set your sights to try to kill a big buck? And if you're a meat hunter, shoot the first thing that comes in. Doesn't matter. But if you kill a big buck, you're going to be tickled about it. You know it. And nothing wrong with that. But so now I'm going to create my hit list on those. Let me see. I wrote some things down here. Yeah, this is number two on the list. Anyways, getting the cameras out, June, July, creating my hit list. Now on those eight pieces of property, I'm going down and I'll be looking at all these bucks, and let's just assume I get two or three shooters. Now from there, and another thing you can be doing at this time, of course, June, July, August, is get your binoculars, you know, glass from a safe distance where you're not going to get busted. Watch these bachelor groups, you know, in their summer patterns, and you might be able to pick something up from that. So that's number two. Cameras out, start creating a hit list. You're going to be getting pictures of all the big bucks on these minerals that you should have out right now or should be getting out soon. All right. Now, number three. Now, here in Kentucky, man, we can feed. We can put corn out. And I'm telling you, for the first 2 weeks of September, take advantage of it. You know, don't, there's some people say, oh, people's using corn. I don't give a crap. There's a lot of work to it. And I'm telling you right now, I wish I was doing it 10 years ago. I'd have killed some swarpers and I'd be tickled to death doing so. And the way to utilize this corn to get the most out of using this corn, it's a lot of work, man. I'm just tell you right now, I don't think people understand. You start packing that stuff way back in the middle of nowhere, 50-pound bags, 60-pound bags. So here's what you want to do. Now, you've had your cameras out. You created your hit list. Let's just say you have two or three hit list bucks on two or three different farms. Okay. In August, our Kentucky season comes in first week in September, or normally does, check your laws, but I'm sure it does again this year. But now those hit list bucks you have, what you want to do, first thing, you want to start putting your corn out in August. That's what I do. First week in August, I'm going to start putting my corn out. You know he's there. You've got pictures on your minerals, right? Now, you don't have to put that corn right there by where your minerals are. What you want to do is you want to figure out the wind, the terrain. You want to think about your entrance. Where can I get into this spot? You want to find a place you can pin that buck down, even if it's 200 yards away from where you have your minerals. He'll find that corn. You start getting it out first week in August or even the last week in July. But you have to put it in a spot, because what he's going to do is he's going to find it, and then he's going to bed somewhere where he has an advantage to walking into that corn. So keep that in mind. And next week, matter of fact, I'm going to go up to finish up my Kentucky episodes of my big buck puzzle, and I'm going to kind of show you how I'll set up. You know, I had my minerals up, and then I found a pinch point, a funnel. I found his bedding, kind of got my wind right, set my stand up, ended up killing a nice 10-point, 135-inch 10-point last year by doing all these steps right here. So start getting your corn out somewhere near your hit list buck that you found, and then make sure you get your entrance and exit, man. You got to have an entrance and exit for your stand or your blind, whatever you hunt out of. Check the wind, because once you get him hooked on that corn, there's no turning back. So if you put that corn in a spot where you've left yourself wide open and he can bed in a way to his favor that you can't get in and hunt over top of that corn, you see what I'm saying? You're screwed. So keep that in mind. You already gonna know he's there because of the minerals, right? So now just sit back, look at the terrain, think, okay, I can set my corn out here. He's pretty much bedding down in this clear cut. And I can come in this way. I can exit this way. All right, something to go along with that. Number five, it's time to hunt now. You've created your hit list. You got him hooked on the corn. You got your stand set, your entrance and exit. You got it all wiped out. It's good. I want you to hunt aggressive the first 16 days, at least of September. Just be aggressive. You know, I hunt multiple states, so it's important for me to get tagged out that first two and a half weeks of Kentucky season. That's the best time. They're in their summer patterns. They will tolerate a little bit more, actually tolerate quite a bit more than what they would later on in the fall. So I don't know why they just seem to do that. That don't mean they're just going to walk in there and just bust a big one. You got to keep your wind right. You got to try to keep your scent down, of course. Especially you're going in and out to your camera so much, putting corn out, and he knows you're there. Believe me, he knows you're putting that corn out there. He smells you, he knows. But like I said, he's a little bit more lenient where he's still in his summer pattern. So number five, here's number five, hunt evenings. Don't chance the mornings early season. They're going to be around that corn 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock. It's just about impossible if you're playing this little corn trick right here to get in on them. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I know it happens. Some of y'all out there screaming, say, I do it, whatever. But, you know, you're only going to get so many shots at him. Only so many chances at this big old buck, your hitless buck. So just play it safe. Go in, hunt the evenings, be aggressive. Hunt every day you can, first 16 days. And like I said, during their summer pattern. And, you know, that's just five simple steps right there. Do your work right now. You know, it's March. If you can't get it out in March, try to get it out in April. If you can't in April, at least get the minerals out in May. You know, scout your train, number one. That's number one. Two, you know, June, July, August, you're going to have your cameras. You're going to be creating your hit list. Four, you've got your hit list. Now you're going to get your corn out. You're going to set your stand up. You have to pay attention to your entrance and exit. Very important. You have to do that. Number five, hunt evenings. Hunt aggressive. Hunt every evening you can. And just get in there. You know, like I said, if you have multiple pieces of land, properties that you can hunt, try to set up two or three different stands on each piece of property for the wind. Or even if you only have one spot, set up two different stands over that one pile of corn for different winds, different weathers, or different weather, cold fronts, whatever might happen there. Just be prepared. You always want the wind. You always have to have the wind. I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of things out there that you can buy, and they do their job, and, you know, they do what they say they're going to do, but I'm just telling you from, you know, I believe in having integrity and doing things right. If they get your wind, I promise you a big buck is gone. Yes, 1.5, 2-year-old buck, you know, you're going to get away with it from here time to time. Heck, he might smell you where you walked in. He may walk to your tree. How many times you had a young buck do that? Yes, I know. But a big old mature buck, he's just not going to deal with it. I promise you, he's not going to deal with it. If he does, you get him on camera, whatever you're wearing, you're going to sell the crap out of it. So those are five steps. Listen to this. I know I go back and forth a lot. I'm not the best speaker. I'm not here to teach English class and all that crap. I'm here to try to help you kill a big old buck. And that's what we hope happens for every one of you listening. And I know this might be basic for some of you all, but trust me, there's people out there that this may help out. So keep it simple. You know, go to the HOL page and keep up with me as I march towards this fall and try to take my Kentucky and Ohio buck, and I'm going to share every little thing that I do. Maybe it might seem very simple to you, and it is very simple. Just keep it simple. You know, don't overthink things. That's what a lot of these young hunters, new hunters, if anything I see people overthinking things just because they... You know, you watch 10 hunting shows, and I love all the hunting shows other than the one. You guys know which one I don't like. And there's just a lot of crazy talk. But just keep it simple. I hope this helps you. We have tomorrow, actually, I know I haven't podcasted a while, but tomorrow we have another trapper coming on, Nick Biggs. I'll get that up probably Thursday. Next week we have, I can't even think who it is. It's really cool. They help kids and all this and that. And anyways, I just messaged them, talked to them today, so we'll have them on next week, and I think Ian's going to come back on. Anyways, we have a big old guest list coming, so y'all take care. Get out there, man. Take advantage of this time. You're not doing anything anyways. We'll see y'all later. It's Rob Michonne, Hunting Out Loud.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.